This isn't too bad.
No, this feels good.
No.
I mean, you can hear it, but who cares?
Right.
Look, man, you either hear an air conditioner or you hear three grown men die.
Complaining. Three grown men complaining about dying.
But so anyway, what I was saying is sometimes when I turn down the air conditioner for one of our shows at my house, I'll know it's about time to wrap up a show. When I feel that little bead of sweat roll down my back to my ass, I'm like, well,
time to
play that voice. Song, baby. It's like a good timer.
Like an hourglass, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From my neck to my ass crack.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your host, Eduardo, at TSPN Media on the Twitter. And of course, we got Huds Magruder, good friend Chris in the studio, also a co-host. He's also on the show as a regular person, and he's always been that way. And then you got myself, at Derek on TSPN on the Twitter. Derek for short. That's what my friends and family and ones that hate me call me. And we are here. Boy, it's been a bit, too. It's been a minute.
Yeah, about a month.
Been a hot minute.
This beer is so good right now.
Oh, yeah. Of course, if you follow Time Spent Poorly, the website or their YouTube page or Facebook, there has been other programming. So there's been other things.
Yeah, we've got the hot mic or the hot mic channel. Right?
And you got the
time to go mad.
Time
or whatever.
To go mad. Yeah. Your show you got going on. We got sports program on Saturdays. We got Smart Mark Wrestling Radio on Thursdays, which we were out last Thursday, but we will be back in action, my friends, in 2 days' time. Very excited. Chris and I are hosting that with Dusty Katzenberger.
Yeah.
We need to get him over here, too.
Enjoyable.
That's a great time. If you see the scroll at the bottom there, it says the Wooden Nickel, the official unofficial bar of sports program. That's true. But they're also kind of the official unofficial bar of Time Spent Poorly in general. And we'll update that eventually. But if you are in the area and you are looking for a good place to take a drink, go down to the Wooden Nickel and go talk to our friend Brian Nygaard there. And sometimes he gives deals to people who listen to these shows. That's a fact.
Nice.
That's a real thing.
The only thing better than a good drink is a cheaper version of that good drink.
That's absolutely true. And also, it's a great little bar. And also, if you are in the area and you are afraid to go to bars because of social distancing, it's a very spread out bar that is easy to social distance in. You can get a table with your group of friends and you don't have to be very near another table.
Which is nice.
It is, yeah. And you know what? That was prior to COVID. It's like they did it on purpose. And I've always said that and I've always said it.
Oh, they knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They welcome to the show, everybody. No. Oh, and make sure you go check out our Patreon too. That's all the plugs. That's all the plugs. That's most of the plugs.
Fully plugged in.
Boy, you guys, I'm glad to be back.
Oh, no shit.
Me too.
It's
the nice. Setup is awful comfy.
Oh, yeah, nice. We didn't even mention that.
New looking show.
Well, I mean, this desk is the same, but we got the fridge right here.
Love that.
This was off camera for a long time, and I feel real special now that it's like right here.
I like
next
it because
me.
The fridge is like an honorary member of the show.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so been
now, and now the fridge is here. It's part of the show. It's always been, and it's always been that way. So, I don't know if you've ever watched sports program. But that's
I know
like
your
catchphrase.
You're Sean.
There. Yeah, he's been on the show, and he's always been that way. And I've always said that since
the
this
beginning.
Year.
Since time immemorial,
he's always been there. And I've always said that.
So we'll took down there. the big wall.
Yeah, you took down the wall.
Yeah. Dismantled the wall.
You dismantled the wall.
Mr. Gorbachev.
So I took down that wall. It's laying in the driveway right now.
I saw that. Which is funny because when I first saw it, I was like, what is that? Like a fucking idiot. I literally knew what that was. And I was like, I wonder what he's working on. Like a fucking idiot.
No, it's just what I stopped working on. This shop,
now you have
I should
boards.
Have taken like work in progress pictures because this looks, it still looks disorganized in places. But that whole floor, you couldn't see anything the other day. I had... Yeah. Shit everywhere.
I
had stuff off the shelves and I got rid of some things.
Didn't some members of the Hudds Magruder family get some different pieces out of furniture out of that?
Yeah, there's a dresser outside
for me to throw in the car.
Hudds is taken on the way out.
Did my brother ever come pick up that?
Yeah.
He did.
Can you get that dresser in your car?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you can't, talk to me after the show.
You can ride shotgun.
Okay. If you can't, talk to me after the show.
I will. Okay. You have quite the bed.
I'll hang around for a minute and make sure you can get that in your car.
But, so took those down, and we ordered a new sectional for our living room downstairs.
Oh, so that's where this comes from.
And so this is actually from our upstairs living room that we bought when we moved into this house. Mm-hmm. And it was a real, real cheap steal of a deal. Like, it was like 8 pieces of furniture because it included the rug, these 2 pieces of furniture, a chair, 2 end tables, a coffee table, and a couple lamps. It was like $1,700.
Jesus, that's a great deal.
And but these
But you did a rent to own, though, so no. It ended up being $7,000.
No, I didn't rent to own. No.
You didn't do it? Okay.
No, we paid cash.
That's good. Good boy. Good boy, Anya. I'm proud of you for that. You guys, look, if you watch the show, if you ever want to learn anything from this show, remember that those things are poor people tax.
Oh, yes.
But also idiot tax.
No, Rick didn't get kicked off. He's just honorary friend of the show, and I assume he'll be back one day. Thank you for asking, though. We appreciate...
That's my sister.
We appreciate people chiming in, hanging out. Hello, Chris's sister. You look like a nice gal.
She will soon be providing me with another nephew.
Oh, nice.
Well, congratulations.
That's where my... Yeah. Brain went when you talked earlier. Yeah. It's like, oh!
Said I had good news, yeah.
So we're taking the downstairs couch and recliner and moving it upstairs. And then the new section, we're getting a new sectional and putting it downstairs.
Oh.
So the kids mostly use the stuff upstairs, correct?
Yes.
The bulk of your TV watching is in the basement, right?
Most of what we do, yeah, happens in the basement. We do not exit the basement very often. I can't find that picture.
I rarely leave my basement.
You guys are kind of reverse.
Oh, here.
Both of your families, then, are kind of reverse normal households, though, then, right?
No, I'm the only one that spends most of the time in my basement.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Does that whole thing, do all those recline?
These two, the two here do, and then the one on the other end reclines also. And there's USB ports in the cup holders. Wow. Everything's electric, and there's a USB port on the other
end. Are you from the future?
Yeah.
That's a little Brian Regan bit for you. Using my computer. Are you from the future? That's nice. That's going to be really nice. I like that. Nice.
Oh, the dresser? Yeah.
It was a cool dresser.
That dresser, he's going to repurpose it and like clean it up and repaint it. We did that because it was pink once.
Okay.
It might have been Nicole's when she was a kid. But then we redid it for our kids or Cameron or one of the two of them. And we just spray painted it. And so like anything he moved on the top of it like scratched off the paint.
It looked solid as a rock.
It's a good piece of furniture. Like, that's the hard thing about getting rid of old furniture is it's way better. It holds up way better than the shit that you can buy at any furniture store now.
Yeah. That's nice.
I got a couch at Goodwill. You probably saw it way back in the day if you ever came by that place. Rick's there now, but it used to be Rick and Matthias and I. And $10. That couch was... You could have hit it with a car, and you would have been like, is the car okay?
It's funny, is I probably met you at one point when I was in high school also. Because that's actually how I know Rick, is because he would do the LAN parties.
Yeah.
And you were probably at all the ones I went to.
No, I was usually drunk and wandering the streets. Once the sun went down. I'd close the bar at 10, because I worked at the Lion at the time. In the exchange, we close at 10, and once a month I would come home and oh no, oh party foul.
Sorry.
I would go up on the roof with a glass of scotch and a sandwich and put mushrooms on the sandwich. And then I would go wander. And then the rest of the time I would just go out to the bar. So I missed most of the LAN parties because I wasn't really into Halo. And that was generally what he played.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was much more interested in...
Well, you missed a hell of a time.
The newfound... My newfound ability to go to the bar.
What was really funny is... I remember those days, my friends would go to different houses like that and do LAN parties. And they're like, we're going to... This is safe because we can go there and drink beers and then just crash there. And I'm like, yes, it absolutely is. And then I would go and drink fucking Mountain Dew. I still didn't do it.
It didn't tax your reflexes then.
No,
Some of those kids would have two or three beers and they'd end up getting taken out.
I think I went the normal.
I fixed your mic.
Thank you.
I had the wrong one on.
Oh.
That's
why I sounded so echoey.
Yeah, and you were very quiet. I was like, what is going on with Chris? He's not that far off.
It was picking me up over there from off the...
Yeah.
I think I went that normal progression where when you first start drinking, you start drinking hard alcohol first
mm-hmm.
because you can mix it with a bunch of shit and not try to not taste it, you know?
Yeah.
Did you do that too?
I didn't do that. Well, no, not initially. My thing was all about... branding, because I would be the guy, like, I was always wanting to, like, get Marlboro cigarettes
okay. And
a six pack, and in my own set, like, because we'd always get somebody to buy us beer because we were always camping,
mm-hmm.
Right?
And you go, because we lived in fucking the woods, so we were always everywhere we'd go camping, but we'd get somebody to buy us a bunch of fucking Schmidt Ice, which I don't think they make anymore, or if they do, it's not here, but we called it was. Called shit ice, but they buy a whole bunch of that, but I always like had special instructions to get me a 1-6 pack of Budweiser.
That's funny.
So I'd have my 1-6 pack of Budweiser and cigarettes, but I never really did the hard alcohol thing until a little bit later.
See, I started off, I think mine's more common. I started off doing, drinking. When I started off drinking, I would started with rum and Coke, like a Captain Morgan and Coke, like a rum and Coke, because you could kind of mask
it. But you could mix it then and not get sick.
But then I realized how much money I was spending at the bar. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to try drinking beer then. I knew what beer tasted like. I mean,
oh, was this at the bar?
I
was talking like high school. I thought
So I didn't drink in high school.
Oh.
I hate to say this, but I was actually I was straight edge in high school.
I was pretty straight edge.
We all know how much you hate the straight edge movement.
I don't like them now. No. No, I was that's actually more Dusty than me, but cuz I love CM Punk and he's straight edge. But I was a straight edge guy. I say that because I hate the term straight edge cuz I think it's super lame, but I know that I actually was straight edge because I listened to straight edge bands and I do recall that being a thing. I don't know if I ever walked around and was like, "No, I'm straight edge. Drinking stupid. You're a piece of shit if you drink."
It's almost being like a vegan. You have to talk about it like CrossFit.
Right. So that's why I don't want to 100% claim being straight edge cuz I wasn't ever really I was like that at one point, like between 15 and like 17, I was like drinking stupid. But after 17, if I got invited to anywhere, I just didn't drink. And I would just say, oh, no, thanks, I'm good. And usually what I would do is if I got invited to a party somewhere, I would just go, nah, I've had my limit. Which was zero. But people kind of tend to leave you alone where they're like, because they're like, oh, he must have already had a couple red cups full from this Keystone crap of
Jungle juice,
a jug or a Keystone, or you know. So I'm like,
were you there for that? That was my 21st birthday.
Oh, I don't know.
So this girl, Rick or Matt or somebody was seeing, made a cooler full of Jungle juice.
Ooh.
And my birthday was on a Sunday, and so at midnight we went to the bar, and every drink I drank was on fire. That was how I wanted my 21st birthday to be something that I remembered. And so I just went with a theme of drinks that are on fire. And we got home and Ron was waiting
he didn't crack into the jungle juice yet, but he and Rick and Matthias and Jose all like stripped to the waist, and they were just picking the cooler up and drinking out of it. And oh my God, everybody was just a fucking wreck.
I miss Jose. I don't see him very often anymore.
I don't either. I ran into him. Last time I ran into him was somewhere near A&B, but
he was working security at the fair a few years. It's quite a few years ago now.
Last time you saw him?
Last time I saw him.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, those were weird days. I drank an awful lot.
I drank an awful lot.
Yeah.
You guys, I still really want to go to, I want to go back to the Elks soon.
Yep.
I've been going.
I haven't been able to go.
Well, I haven't gone to a meeting, but I've been eating there probably.
We haven't had one. The last meeting was your initiation.
Bless you. I was going to go that Friday after, and then we decided not to. And then we went camping like last week, and then the 2 weeks before that I was working on my book. So I was just kind of trying to focus on that.
Mm.
So I still want to go soon and try to just have some fun.
Yeah, Alex and I go out every Wednesday and shoot pool from like,
you know, I can probably find a Wednesday. Four till when?
Four until whenever. Depends on how much he wants to play video games on Wednesday.
I could probably find a time to meet you there and hang out with you and your kiddo at
yeah, we just
on a Wednesday.
We
I don't
just
really
shoot
do
pool.
I don't do much on Wednesday evenings.
The bar opens at 4:30, 5 o'clock. 4:30, I think she shows up. And I love it out there though.
Let's
I would spend
my boys down man, it's sometime fun. And
it's great.
Yeah. I would spend all
I've
of my
still,
time out there if I could.
I still have only been there the once as a member now. But it's I always have fun when I go out there. Now Bree is back at her old job. She starts next week.
Nice.
Her Christmas parties are there every year, and I'm really excited for that Christmas party. They know how to party.
I love that.
So is she still doing the internship too?
Going back.
Mm.
Wants that cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she still into that? Looking into that, or is it something?
To look into it. Yeah. Still.
Yeah.
It's just.
Just not enough. Consistency.
Boy, there's so much money at the mill.
Yeah.
There's so much money.
Yeah. They might as well be printing money out there.
So much money. And through all of COVID, which I'm sorry if you're watching the show and COVID coming up. I'm sorry. It's just nothing else, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just through all COVID, they were all essential. So they haven't had to worry about and just any of the annoyances of that world.
Yeah.
And I am jealous of that.
Yeah.
And somewhat jealous of you, too, because you work from home. So you haven't had as much.
I don't have the hassle of.
Yeah.
The biggest hassle I have are listening to, like, every time we do a company meeting, someone asks about when are we going back into the office. And obviously, there's a contingent of people that are like, they need that office environment, obviously, because mm-hmm. they're just like hung up on it. But and the standard reply is not until there's like a level set basically on everything. Like they're taking a very pragmatic approach, and why not if you can work from home?
If everybody can work from home, they shouldn't even open the office back up. They should sell that building.
Right, that's what I feel like. But
My neighbor works there too. And she's like, I have a stable enough internet connection at the cabin that I can go and not even come into town unless I need groceries. I was like, right on. Let us know when you're gone and we'll make sure nobody is at your house. She hasn't been gone much, but it's an option. And she can just go out into the woods whenever she wants and get all her work done and live out in the fresh air.
That's pretty cool. What does she do?
Same place.
So you social distance anyways.
Me? Yeah.
That's
my lifestyle. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like people. No.
So do you go shopping and stuff though?
Yeah.
Do you wear masks?
No. I don't. I don't know, too many of the, like, the CDC guidelines, the WHO suggestions all say don't wear a mask unless you're caring for someone who's sick.
And Pretty much.
I'm fine with that.
Everything I've seen from the WHO just says, out here in the fields, I work for my meals.
I couldn't pull any of the lyrics, but I was thinking.
Teenage wasteland. Sorry.
And they're so bitchy about stuff. Like, you look at the news and you listen to people like, well, I was listening to Bill Burr's podcast, and he's like, "Oh, you people just can't put masks on and just put on masks so this can all be over." Like, the only way this is going to be over is for it to burn itself out, and whether that's now or not. Like, we were supposed to flatten the curve for 15 days. It's been 162 or something. Like, it's time to there was no curve to flatten. The hospital was never overrun. They decided not to put most people on ventilators, so the ventilator shortage was just kind of a scam too. Like, you know, the narrative has changed so much, so many times, and Florida's looking like it's going to be all right. They're having this huge uptick in cases, and it hasn't seemed to be as bad. The only thing it's been bad for is the economy.
So what news are you watching that I'm not watching?
What do you mean?
Well, because I keep seeing, like, well, anytime, like, if I turn into, like, ABC News, everything, like, the fucking sky is falling every day. So
I just watch the CDC site. Okay. I check it two or three times a week. And their recommendations are, don't wear a mask unless you're tending to someone. Mm. And I don't care what Fauci says. I don't care what the news says. The news is so fucking wrong.
Seems to be the right one to follow.
But. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to follow anybody, and I don't really, I mean, you can get on the whole, oh, don't trust the government, but if the CDC, the people who is the Center for Disease Control, says you don't need to wear a mask unless you're caring for someone.
Look, man, I read Hot Zone. I trust the CDC. I'm not even kidding. I read the Hot Zone, and they're who to follow.
Yeah.
We started wearing masks here within the last few weeks more than we were before.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I'm all of a sudden around, like, I was around my grandpa when he was dying, and I was around all of my, like, older family members.
That's
my
different.
Dad's got a heart condition, so, or, like, he's
that
had
is
two
different.
Heart attacks.
It is different.
So I kind of am working from that. Like, I'm not working from being worried about myself. It's more like, if I can do anything to mitigate, like, I don't wear them necessarily around him, but if I'm going out in public, I'm trying to be more.
I have recently succumbed to a trend that it helps. Helps with the optics. I have started wearing a bandana. Wear it to work, wear it to the store, wear it to stuff. And what I do is when I go into a store that I don't normally go into. So if I go to Rose Hours up in the Orchards here, or A&B up in the Orchards, or A&B downtown. Those are my three stores I mostly shop at. In the liquor store. Those are my four stores I mostly shop at. In those four stores, I don't wear a mask. I go in there every day. Everyone else is wearing a mask. Everyone at Rose Hours is really good at social distancing. They keep fucking far away. I mean, if you're going around a corner and somebody sees you, they will go out of their way to not go near you. Like, people
really?
At Rose Hours are really good.
I so hope this stay that.
I love that, yeah. And then A&B, I feel like you can get A&B, you can get in and out without talking to any human being in there. You can go so quick.
Yeah.
Downtown and the Orchards. Great stores. And then I go to one gas station up here in the Orchards to get snooze and a beer or candy or something, you know. So I have the same places I really go to. All those places I don't wear the mask. When I go to work, they've implemented a mask rule at work. If you're out of your immediate space, they want you to wear a mask. I rock the bandana.
Yeah.
The bandana, mostly for optics, so I don't get in trouble. But because if you wear it loose enough, it's just easy. You pick
just
it up.
Pull it up.
You put it over your face. You go do the thing you're going to do, and you go back. So it's so much easier. And, by the way, it's a bandana, so you look like you're in Red Dead Redemption. So you look fucking cool at this point.
You need to get a couple of six shooters cap guns. Yeah. Maybe I'm robbing your train.
I'm not going to lie. When I first got, I bought a bunch of them, actually. And when I first got them, I was like, come here, boy. Which I love that game. But honestly, though, it has helped. So now, but then I usually, so I'm not wearing it tonight. Because I took it off because we're coming here. Mm-hmm. But if I'll go to... So if Bree's like, hey, let's run over to Costco. I already have that sucker on because mm-hmm. I've been wearing it almost as a fashion statement. I'm like, Le Champion, Jericho. Which, by the way, he has a scarf that says Le Champion. And I was like,
maybe
is
that
is that a purchasable item? Because I might go buy it. I might.
I've seen some cool ones. Have you seen that one that they're just normal masks, but they have Arnold screaming from Total Recall on them?
Yeah.
And the whole family's got it on? It's a fantastic
I think
ad.
It's awesome that businesses have implemented capitalism and are making masks. I think that's cool. I follow the comic book store, the comic book shop up in Spokane. They have two locations up there. Great place, by the way. I follow them on social media. They're selling a ton of different Marvel, you know, Spider-Man, different, just different masks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, that's so smart. How cool are these companies to, like, fucking figure it out right away. Be like, hey, let's make masks. Let's make money off of them.
I don't think there is a disease. I think the whole thing was invented by the mask industry.
The mask people.
It was the mask industry. It's Big Mask that's doing
masks. The divider.
Oh, the...
Yeah. The plexiglass.
Plexiglass
because
square
some
company.
Of those things, you go in there and, like, it's like, how did you fabricate these so fast? Because it's like, you go, they're, like, all, like, beautifully...
I had a
they're all finished.
Up, yeah.
And you're like,
is this really interesting? Did this come from a warehouse?
I had a really funny...
Manufactured them for 3 years?
I had a really funny bad joke that I said at work that a couple people were not thrilled about, but it's still funny now. It bears repeating. Somebody said, P1FCU, that a lot of the employees aren't wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
And for interview, when they're doing interviews and stuff, a lot of them aren't wearing masks still. Like, they're just... They want to shake hands. Like, everything is just normal. And it's like, I will say through all of this, I'm not shaking your fucking hand, buddy. Keep your goddamn hands to yourself. I don't need a
touch.
I've
always felt that way.
Yeah. So keep your hands to yourself. We're fine.
Yeah.
Let's be distance. Okay.
Well, I'll
anyway, hold on. Right, I gotta tell you my joke. I gotta tell you my joke there.
Okay.
Hold your thought. Hold your thought.
Jesus, we get you guys a love seat, and all of a sudden there's rubbing going on.
What's your thought? I'm not gonna lie, you guys. I'm in a fucking fantastic mood, and it's the best mood I've been in
years.
3 years.
This love seat does help. I think
the love seat. It's also. It is nice. Yeah.
It does. Well, you're a cute couple.
Thank you. We've always said that. It's always been a thing we've always said. Walmart. It's sad.
LuLaRoe.
LuLaRoe and essential oils.
We don't need anything but stretch pants and essential oils.
That's right. Joke I said, so they said they're not doing these interview. They're doing these interviews without masks and stuff. And I was like, well, it's not surprising to me because the only masks that I've ever felt that P1FCU cared about was those four girls that wore blackface for that Jamaican bobsled
team. The cool runnings
thing? Yeah.
I love that.
And I said that joke at work, and it was in front of several people, and they... which is funny. You say that joke. I'm literally making fun of... By the way...
I got into a lot of Facebook fights over that.
I'm literally making fun of four people and a company over something. And I was getting glances like I just said something racist.
Yeah.
I'm making fun... fucking satire. You know what? No.
No one understands
satire. I segued myself. Keep your thought.
It's already gone.
No, it's fine. You still got it. I segued myself here. Hulu rumored. This is a rumor. I don't think it even happened because we can still find those episodes. But episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia removed blackface episodes. Episodes of the blackface ones where they're being Danny Glover in...
Yeah, Lethal Weapon 5.
It's satire. They literally point out on the show how wrong it is to do it because context is everything. There's an episode of Community where Chang dresses as a dark elf.
So about that, Rick showed that to Alex and I two weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And then within a week, it was off Netflix.
Right. On the show, Chang wears the blackface... Or he's a dark elf.
Yeah, he's a drow face.
And literally, Shirley on the show, the black woman on the show, goes, we're not going to say anything about this hate crime over here. Literally makes reference to it.
Yeah.
In a show, when you create a character who is an offensive character and other characters make note of that, that instance of blackface, that becomes satire. And that's context.
Yeah.
Just banning those episodes.
It doesn't erase it.
So today my
joke, I don't have a drow face joke anymore. Right.
Today my joke, I was satirizing those four girls and PUNFCU.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't walking around with blackface. I'm not the four girls. I didn't do it.
And you also weren't justifying it.
No, I was...
You were mocking it.
Mocking it. Making fun of it.
Which really should be fine. I should be able to mock people in blackface.
Context is everything. I'm not Fred Astaire running around in blackface. Yeah. Context is everything. When you watch those episodes, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. First off, those four characters are the worst versions of those people.
Right.
On purpose.
Yeah.
And then, not only that, even though Dennis is a piece of shit, he's a terrible character. I love the character, but he's a terrible person.
Right.
When Mac wants to be Danny Glover, he puts the blackface on. Because they keep switching roles.
Right.
Whenever Dennis plays Danny Glover, he doesn't do blackface because he's like, oh, that's racist. Like he's, but then Mac,
right.
Mac does it.
But, this guy who rapes women.
Right. But Mac, but Mac is stupid.
Yeah.
So he does it, and Mac and Dennis is like, dude, you can't do that. Like, so the context is everything.
I wonder if that's why they took Mad Men off, why they didn't renew it, because.
No, it was set to end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was... I don't think Mad Men had any...
Roger does blackface.
Right, yeah.
At a garden party on Derby Day.
Because, you guys, satire and comedy over stuff like that is meant to make its viewers think. So, actually, I can make the argument, and will make the argument, that satire is actually... strengthens the movement.
Right.
Because we're showing in pop culture that it's a bad and stupid idea to do blackface. And they're poking fun at it. And if you have half a fucking brain cell, you can tell that.
Well, and to pretend like it isn't a thing.
And it's,
isn't a thing that happened for years.
But its portrayal in Mad Men also is done in almost a satirical way, because it's like, hey, look at how fucking heinous we were during this period of time.
Look at how bad.
Chris is loving this new set.
I'm kicking off my
That's
shoes.
Fantastic.
I wanted to put my feet up. I was like, I probably shouldn't put shoes
That's
on the
fantastic.
Couch.
That's fantastic. Somebody told me that if they did The Office today, they wouldn't do the Diversity Day episode from season one.
Why? That's exactly why that episode exists.
The point of the show is that Michael Scott is stupid.
And so out of touch.
And so everybody in the show is offended by everything he does. It's context. It makes me honestly start to think, like, how dare you make a piece of art that makes me think about anything that makes me feel, makes me confused about stuff.
No one on the distant left, these people who call themselves progressive, they don't understand subtlety. No. They don't understand comedy, and I don't think they could be funny if they tried most of the time.
Well, what was
the stuff I go ahead? The stuff I would ban personally would be here we go. Here's some examples of for real offensive. Fred Astaire doing blackface in any of the movies he did. I think he did in one movie.
Mm.
That's offensive. I would say Rob Schneider in any of the roles where he plays a different race of a person. Where he plays the Chinese guy in Chuck and Larry. He plays the Hawaiian guy in 50 First Dates. He always plays a different race. He's a white guy. He's a white Jewish guy who plays those roles.
No, he's Jewish, so it's okay.
Right. But you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
That is offensive. That's not... that, and it's not satire. So...
No, I'm not even sure what the point of his role in most Sandler movies are.
It is also bad comedy, but it's not satire. He's not poking fun at a stupid person playing that. So somebody asked me recently what I thought about Robert Downey Jr. playing the role in
Tropic Thunder.
It's completely satirical. He's playing a character who's this blonde Australian actor who he thinks it's okay for him to play a guy who's doing blackface. There is one character in that movie who's the other actual black guy in the movie who's a rapper. He's a rapper in the movie, and he's playing opposite of Robert Downey Jr., who's literally mocking him and calling him a piece of shit, basically, through that whole movie.
Yeah.
The point of that character is to be us. Mm-hmm. He's the audience telling us that this is wrong.
Yeah. And, well,
that's satire.
Didn't Jamie, like, I'm not just because he's black, but didn't Jamie Foxx also kind of, like, endorse Robert Downey Jr.'s
portrayal? Lot of black people have, especially black comedians. Do you know why? They know what satire is.
Right.
It's offensive to me. Thank you, Sean. Absolutely. It's offensive to me that these people don't get it. And taking away these satirical parts in these movies and these TV shows is not going to help. In fact, it actually, I make the argument that it hurts.
It does.
Keep these in so that people watch comedy. They go in and watch a comedy, and maybe, let's say there's somebody out there that thought they might.
Maybe they think the next time they go.
You know who's complaining about these things the most?
Well, it's social justice warrior white women.
It's white women. Right. The least funny demographic.
Right. Yes. Well, so let's say
Amy Schumer.
Let's say there's somebody.
My mother.
let's say somebody young.
My wife.
Let's say somebody 13, 14 years old might consider wearing blackface as a costume, right? But then they watch a movie like Tropic Thunder, okay? They watch Tropic Thunder. And then they see that character getting... They see Robert Downey Jr.'s character being made fun of by the other character. There's a good chance that that person watching the movie even subconsciously goes, oh, you shouldn't dress up in blackface.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you're going to get made fun of at the very least, but also you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to make you think. That's what... I just... It floors me. It absolutely floors me.
And the amount of influence that entertainment media has, even if people don't notice it consciously, like what you watch, what you consume really changes your behavior. Even if it doesn't change your on-the-surface beliefs, it changes how you work. I was listening to something today. NPR has this Hidden Brain podcast. Fantastic. I recommend it highly. Every single episode. It's awesome. But this one, they were talking about the genocide in Rwanda and how they, to combat it, because there was this thing called hate radio on, and these people were, referring to the Tutsis as cockroaches. And that was the only way they referred to them on this radio program. It was just, you know, we can exterminate the cockroaches. And, you know, the U.S. was sending people in and France was sending people in just to get their nationals out of harm's way.
Yeah.
They weren't helping with preventing the genocide. They weren't doing anything on that front. And so this hate radio was like, you know, none of the outsiders are going to mess with us. We can kill all the cockroaches we want to kill, yada, yada, yada. And so these people started this radio soap opera, and they didn't use what it was, the Tutsis and the what? What was the other one? Why can I never remember the other?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, they start this program, and it's about a village in the mountains that has two warring tribes in it, and they don't use the same names, but they, you know, there's a Romeo and Juliet story in there. These two people fall in love, but they're from opposite tribes, and everybody's getting killed, and there's this dickhole of a guy that's her dad or something, and it got to the point where everybody's like, I don't want to be like that guy. That guy's a dick. And it went like 12 years or something. It might still be going. But anyway, he has a moment later on and like shifts his perception on what things are and has kind of a, like, his character develops.
Yeah.
But after a year of watching this show, listening to this show, people said, you know, none of my beliefs changed. I still believe that intertribal marriage is not right. I still believe that you know, we don't need to put up, but people were, their behavior wasn't demonstrating what they were saying. They didn't go after people who married intertribe. They didn't, like, everything started to change just because of this radio program. And,
well, you could see it with the gay movement through the 90s, and like slowly, I remember it wasn't like an accepted thing, and then eventually, like, now it's like the, like, and I'm not, like, I've never had a problem with it.
Yeah.
Or as long as I can remember, but I remember it was, but it's probably partially in due in part to that, because it was just slowly. Because
there was always, like, a gay character. Always.
Yeah.
They're overrepresented now. Mm. That a lot of minority, mm-hmm, is overrepresented now. Mm-hmm. And they're still like, oh, we don't have any representation. Like, no, there is a gay character on every show. Mm-hmm. Every show.
Right. Well, and it's like, does the fire crew that works at the fire station have to have one Hispanic, one white, one black, one Filipino?
And if you don't have the demographic for that, because we don't here.
Right.
There's like four Pacific Islanders here.
We have this culturally diverse fire department, but then you go out into like the community, it's all white people.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be interesting to see a show or a story based in this area and then see them represent like all these races in there, but there's all these white people,
but just serving a white community,
especially since
there's your sitcom idea.
Yeah, especially since I used to make the joke here, but all of the like black people you'd see around here for the longest time were foreign exchange students from,
like, legitimate Africans.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. Not African.
Not African Americans, but like
Africans.
Yeah,
from other countries
here to learn,
because they're here. Yeah, they're here they're here going to school.
Yeah,
and so, so I just found it interesting. It's like, okay, we need more diversity in this picture. Well, we don't have diversity.
No.
I think it'd be more realistic though. If you want, you could be realistic about it though, and say, "Hey, let's have some Native Americans in this picture."
Yeah,
because we have Native Americans.
We do.
Right.
We have a lot of we're
several.
We're 15 minutes away from an entire tribe.
From a major.
Yeah. So that would make sense. If you wanted to show some diversity, to me, you show. I would say Native American. You'd say, I would say Hispanic. There's a lot of Hispanic people here.
There's quite a few now.
Yeah. It's still, we still don't have a ton of black people here though.
No. No. Just,
but there are more. I will say there are more now than there were even 10 years ago even.
Yeah.
But especially like 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And which, by the way, if you're watching the show, I hope you know that I literally welcome all of those races here. Please know that.
Yes.
I judge you entirely on the content of your character, right, and not by the color of your skin.
I mean, it'd be great to get. I was friends with this guy in high school. His name's Nick. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Really cool. He was actually from. He was actually from. Oh, I'm sorry. He's actually from.
At least he did it before he blew his nose on it.
Yeah, thank you for that. He was actually from he was from California, which is really cool. But he used to make the joke in high school. He used to say, "I'm really cool here." I go, "Oh yeah?" He goes, "Yeah." He's like, "If I was back at home, he's like, I'd be the biggest loser in town. But because I'm black, I'm the coolest guy here." And he'd say that literally all the time. Thought that was fucking hilarious. He's like, "Man," he's like, these girls think I'm so fucking cool. He's like, "If I was at home, I'd be the biggest loser."
Good for him.
He played soccer, and he didn't, you know, he's from here. I mean, he's just an Idahoan, you know.
Yeah.
But he played soccer. School guy. I just thought that was funny, though. Like, he was very, very self-aware.
Yeah.
Very self-aware of how he was. And
you got to take advantage of your differences more than how you're similar to people. Like, if you've got, you know, if you've got something, use it.
Yeah, to your advantage, for sure.
If you can be like, "Hey, I'm cool here just because."
Yeah.
Well, this is an interesting segue. USC will remove a John Wayne exhibit after actor's racist comments resurfaced.
Hasn't he been dead for like 30 years?
40. He died in 1979, the year I was born.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I was brought up on a lot of John Wayne movies. So I'm like...
same here.
I've never had a problem with
John Wayne. I'm more of a Clint Eastwood guy, but...
I've heard a few pieces, like a few things that have come up over time. But I've just kind of like casualty of time, of the time period and the time frame. It's like they're holding him up against this 2020, like looking at him through a 2020 lens instead of looking at him through a 1969 or a 19. Yeah. Well, and some of the comments that he was making were like 1950s and shit like that. And so, and even like his family and stuff, like this is the comments he made are being taken largely out of context. See if I can find.
Sometimes if you drop an N-bomb, there's no right context for that. But
oh, while you're looking for that, can I read you this?
Yeah.
This it was real quick. This is off Reddit, and I follow r/libertarian, which I, if anybody ever watches the show, that's probably the party I most closely identify with. I just thought that was cool. I saved it for the show. r/libertarian, this is one of the things that was posted. There's no such thing as minority rights, gay rights, women rights, etc. There are only individual liberties / rights, which are inherent to everyone. I liked that.
Yet human rights.
Yeah, I liked that, though.
Yeah.
And we're fighting for all these different individual causes, but we should just be fighting for individuals in general.
Right.
You leave me alone, and I leave you alone. That's literally, like, the message, though. I like that.
That's what it should be. That's where we're running up against it right now.
Yeah.
It's because we keep rehashing. And I'm not... I hate to be the person that's like, oh, we'll leave the past in the past. Like, I don't want to be that guy either, because, I mean, it's important to, like, remember our history and remember where we've been to move forward. But in order to move forward, we do have to make some conscious decisions to, like, actually do it.
Do it like South Africa did. Everybody puts it all on the table and says, this is where we were. This is where we want to go. No punishment, no negative judgment, but this is what I said in the past. This is how I feel now. Let's move forward.
Yeah. So, I don't know what year he said this. Okay. 1971 interview with Playboy resurfaced.
Oh, dear.
I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility, the actor said. I don't believe in giving authority and positions of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people. So... the last part of it is just, he says irresponsible people. He didn't say irresponsible black people.
Right.
Right.
So I kind of take it as like...
he could have worded that better.
He sure could
but,
have.
But
yeah.
it sounds like what years, he was saying...
3 years after the civil rights movement, and there weren't a lot of black people in positions of power at the time.
Yeah.
And so...
I wasn't feeling it. Can we try it again?
Read it again?
Yeah, read it. But I want you, this time I want you to do it in John Wayne's voice.
I can't do it, John.
Come
Wayne
on, Pilgrim.
He's like, I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility.
Right here.
Pilgrim. I don't...
paint your wagon.
I don't believe in giving authority and... positions of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people.
That Pilgrim. Sentence, if they pulled that
the
quote
second
instead,
sentence is a good one.
It's one of the best things anybody's ever said.
Yeah.
I don't believe in giving positions of responsibility to
irresponsible
people.
The first
one's
not
pretty
I don't
much all of Congress.
I don't either, Duke.
Yeah.
Let's clear out the House. Everybody vote for somebody who's not currently in there.
Oh, man, I've been saying this for months. Anti-incumbent 2020, baby. That's where I'm at. Anti-incumbent 2020, baby.
I've been saying that since I could vote.
Mm-hmm. I'm voting literally when I go to that booth, man. I'm voting for literally anyone who's not in office.
And if somebody's running unopposed, write me in.
I will do that.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I've done every time. I've written myself in. If somebody's like, oh, I don't have a challenger. Fuck you don't.
You got a write-in challenger.
You've got a write-in challenger in all huts. No, I I don't like the incumbents. The reason that we're in the problems we're in is because of the people who are in there now.
And have been for years.
And Biden, in many cases. Why would you vote for Biden for president? He's been involved in government since the 70s, and he is part of the problem. But oh God!
Did you watch that sniff video?
Oh no, I've seen it.
Oh really?
Similar ones a couple of times.
Yeah, just, there's one where it's like he's just sniffing.
Just
all
like
these
his
girls.
Greatest hits.
Yeah, it's just like a montage of him sniffing.
You know, when I was stationed in Hawaii, we used to joke about that when he was the vice president, like because we'd pull up stuff on YouTube and be like, "Look here, he's grabbing little girls and." There were pictures of him with, like, just ice cream cones stacked up, and he's eating one, and the other one's over here. He always just looked ridiculous. Every time he was photographed, he just looked ridiculous. Or predatory. One of the two. He was either ridiculous or predatory.
And I don't think he means it. I think he's just...
Oh, you don't think he fucks kids?
I don't know. I can't... Well, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure everybody in a position of power does. It's sickening. It's sickening.
Well, especially if they have any...
Welcome to the Oval Office. Who is this? Just so you know.
There's a little...
Who is this who we're talking
about,
though?
Kids now.
Biden.
So I think... I agree, actually, with everybody in position of power, but also I think also anybody that's been in Hollywood. So actually, I think probably Trump's probably fucking diddled kids, too.
I don't doubt it.
He's been on reality TV shows.
He was on Epstein's fucking plane. That's I need to be against somebody.
Yeah.
I'll vote for fucking Kanye West.
I can't believe no Epstein stuff has come out yet.
Oh, yeah.
With associated to Trump.
What's her name? What's her name is under fire now, finally.
Ghislaine finally got taken. She's got paper clothes and paper sheets.
She's in jail, and now they're working on putting her away forever.
You want to fucking riot about something? When that bitch turns up dead, that's when you riot.
Oh, well, so I was just literally just going to say... God, you stole my thunder. That's okay. I love you still. I was literally wondering when she was gonna kill herself.
Oh yeah.
When I heard the news report yesterday, I think that they were working on putting her away forever. I wondered when do we either A, get a tell all, which fucking please, or or does she kill herself?
Yeah, and chances are. She'll be on her knees, tied to a bedpost and leaned forward, and there'll be some... Mysteriously, she managed to break her neck for that position. Yep. And she'll probably have that same fucking guy doing the autopsy. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The guy that did JFK, MLK, Malcolm X, Jeffrey Epstein, and George Floyd.
What are they going to do when that guy dies?
I don't know. I don't know who's going to do...
Oh, they're going to have an actual person go in there and be like, oh, yeah, this guy was fucking murdered. It's like somebody new who goes in and is like, oh, this is clearly... And then he's commits suicide.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, this is clearly wrong. And then
I
just
put two in the back of my head.
And then, yeah. Then you shoot. I got to kill myself. Bang, bang, from behind. Twice. Yeah.
You gotta move quick with that trigger finger.
The adrenaline from the first bullet sent the second. It's like tenet. He pulled it through his head.
That reminds. Do you remember Dead Man on Campus?
Yes.
Yeah.
That movie
yeah.
was so good. I just had a dream.
It's hard to watch Zach Morris.
Yeah. Wait. Bang.
Did you watch? So you speaking of Zach off, Morris, huh? Did you see Heist with Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Robert De Niro and fucking Zach the Man Morris?
No.
Oh, my God.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is a highly underrated actor.
He was so good.
Also,
he played a police detective.
Also, along the same lines, I also love the... I think they're probably from either College Humor or Funny or Not, but the Zach Morris's Trash videos.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good. I've watched almost every one of those.
They're all good, too. Like, oh, look, Zach did this because Zach's a piece of shit.
I also love on that. Have you ever seen any of those Zach Morris' trash videos? I also love how the narrator of the show also always says if there's a character that's just a one-off character, she's like, and she never appeared on the episode again, probably because she fucking killed herself. And every single time, it gets me. It's a reoccurring joke, gets me every time.
Every time. I love that one.
Probably because she fucking killed herself. It's just the way he says it. It's just like, God damn it, that's so good.
Zach Morris is trash.
He is trash, though. Mark Paul Gosselaar is a good actor, though.
You ever see him in...
So what was that movie?
Heist. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Robert De Niro, Mark Paul Gosselaar. Oh, and Gina Carano.
It's her. That's a great cast.
Yeah.
That's a great cast.
I don't know how I didn't know it was a thing that was happening.
I have never heard of it.
I think it was one of those direct-to-video ones.
Yeah, it's one of the best direct-to-video slash...
There's good direct-to-video content because, like, right now, a lot of the direct-to-video content is stuff that we, like, fed on in the 80s and 90s.
Mm.
I think... But there's a lot of shit mixed in there, too. There's a lot of the Bruce Willis fucking...
It sells me on Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Flashpoint Batman, too.
Also, a great time if you want to go to the movies, too, because all the old movie theaters are showing old movies right now.
I know.
Back to the Future.
Ghostbusters was there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. Speaking of direct-to-video, or video on demand, did you watch Palm Springs yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's really good.
I want to.
It's on Hulu.
Oh.
It's Andy Samberg.
Have you seen the trailer for it? I'll pull up the trailer. Yeah.
It's Andy Samberg, and I don't know who the girl is. She's adorable, though.
She's in that McAllister movie. She played Mosby's wife, the mother, in How I Met Your Mother.
Wasn't Trump in a McAllister movie?
The McAllister, what's it called? The fucking show. Black Mirror.
Yeah.
The McAllister episode.
Yeah.
The Star Trek one.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah. She's adorable. She's a great actress, too. Actually, the movie overall. So let me tell you guys. It's funny.
Kristen Bellotti.
Yeah, yes, it's funny. It's kind of a feel-good movie. Like, it ends on a really high note. It's exactly what you would hope would be an ending for it. But it's... I actually, the movie I liken it to is Chef.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, like, Chef is just kind of a feel-good movie.
I thought it was going to be a lot like... I thought it had some... Groundhog Day feel to it.
I mean, it does. It's just, I just mean as far as how it feels.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's, you know, like in romantic comedies where, like, they always, like, they have a falling out and they have to go win her back and blah, blah, blah. Mm. There's still kind of that feel there, but it's on a way different scale. And I don't know. I actually really enjoyed it. I would probably watch it again. And truthfully, if you count The Hunt for 2020, even though it's supposed to be out in 2019, if you count The Hunt, this is probably my second favorite movie I watched from 2020.
The Hunt is so good.
I do count The Hunt because it did come out of actually this year.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog was the best movie I saw this year.
Well, so did you watch The Hunt?
No.
Well, you need to watch The Hunt because Sonic's going to become the second favorite movie you like. And actually, in order for this year, I would say The Hunt, this movie, and then actually probably Sonic.
Yeah, it's really good. It was solid, great start to finish.
I'm actually genuinely excited for a sequel.
Yeah.
See, all right, little tales.
Alex was so excited.
It's going to be a beautiful wedding.
Also, how was J.K. Simmons in this?
Hilarious.
Okay. He's one of my, like...
Oh, yeah.
He's moving into Rushmore territory.
Well, hilarious, and he has a great chemistry with Andy Samberg, too, because, you know, they were in I Love You, Man together and as father and son
with
Paul Rudd. He plays their dad. Mm. They have great chemistry together, and he's just a good character in this movie altogether. I don't know. I have zero to nitpick from this movie. If I watched it 10 times, I'd probably pick stuff apart. I'm not a huge romantic comedy guy.
Mm.
But I genuinely really liked everything from this movie.
Nice.
It was good.
Here you are, standing on the precipice of something so much bigger than anyone here. But always remember, you are not alone.
I don't think that we met. I'm Sarah.
Niles.
Hi.
Hi.
Run, rabbit, run.
Niles,
don't come in here.
What?
It's gonna be a beautiful wedding.
Good day so far?
Today, tomorrow, it's all the same.
You! What is going on? Hey, get out of the water!
Guess you followed me. It's one of those infinite time loop situations you might have heard about.
That I might have heard about?
Yeah.
The second you fall asleep, it all just goes back to the start.
I drove all the way back home to Austin, and I still woke up here.
One time I smoked a bunch of crystal and made it all the way to Equatorial Guinea. It was a huge waste of time.
Well, then what's the point of living?
We kind of have no choice but to live.
No, I'm gonna get out of this.
Suit yourself.
See you tomorrow.
Now what do we do?
Oh, it's 100
and
rotten.
Just embrace the fact that nothing matters.
Do you sleep with people in here?
Great question. Yeah. I have, but it takes a lot of work.
May I cut in? It's the first dance. And that's a deal breaker?
That didn't work. Let's waste some time.
This is crazy!
You want to dance? You know the officiant? He's got a bag of sweets in his pocket.
You're right. Got him.
I can't keep waking up in here. Everything that we are doing is meaningless.
I hope it's not all meaningless.
At least you have each other. Nothing worse than going through this shit alone.
Stop! There's a bomb in the cake. Don't worry. I used to be a bomb guy. Stand back!
It's gonna be a beautiful wedding.
So much better than the day he was stuck in Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
sunny.
Yeah.
And yeah. as long as you don't fall asleep, you can keep going because he made it to Equatorial Guinea.
Right. It's a it's a fun movie, and I don't know, highly would recommend.
Yeah, Groundhog Day is an all-time favorite, yeah. so I'm all right with that premise.
Oh, I watch Groundhog
Day. Oh, look,
Day.
You could see my face for a second.
I need to rework this.
We didn't know how low he would be.
Yeah.
He knew I wouldn't have a mask
on. So one thing I know is happening before the next show is that monitor's moving, his mic's moving closer, and then this mic's moving closer so that I can sit back.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
The well, whole sitting the back.
And I can actually move that okay. to right there.
There you go. That's what I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's all right.
I could do that now. Turn me down.
Next time's going to be even better. Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick.
No, Palm Springs should
think
be good.
Of you.
Yeah. I just,
anytime that song is used, I'm happy.
I'm out of service for the next 5 days because my grandma doesn't have internet. So I just downloaded that. So, and I've got a little connect, I got a little thing that I can plug my phone in and into a TV and watch on the TV.
I think I'm going to have to steal my mom's Hulu password.
You should.
Because I've got, I gave her my Disney Plus. So I think that's it. That's a fair trade.
Bundle that shit.
No, because I don't need ESPN, and I don't need to pay more than I'm already paying. Everybody's getting so much fucking money out of me for.
I was paying $15.99 for Hulu, just by itself, and then I ended up like unbundling everything, and so now I pay $17, and I get no commercial Hulu. Disney Plus and ESPN.
Nice.
But The Dance is coming to Netflix.
The Dance?
The Last Dance.
Oh.
The Michael Jordan.
The Michael Jordan fluff piece.
Is it good?
Turn me
on. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
You'll have to just find a way to extend me out a little bit here.
Well, we can run it.
That's okay. We'll figure it out. Yeah. This is nice, though. Oh yeah, I'm comfortable.
Yeah,
at the very and if it wouldn't have worked that way, you could have found a way to latch onto this too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh hell yeah,
this is great. This actually just made it so much better.
Our show is gonna get better.
I'm just from the layout alone.
Relaxed, yeah.
Yeah.
cash.
Very excited. And plus, they can see this. They're like, oh, yeah. That's nice.
They like each other.
They do. We do. We like each other. Actually, brother, can you beer me?
Absolutely.
Beer me, brother.
Is there another bowl in there?
Oh, you bet. We've been watching Workaholics. Actually, we've been alternating between Workaholics and The League because Bree had never seen. She had never finished Workaholics, and she had never watched any of The League.
I've only seen the episode of The League that Sergey
was in. Yeah, I don't know. Rick always swore by The League. I never saw it.
It's really good. It's hilarious.
There's a lot of shit I haven't seen.
I think the fridge is a little cold.
I think Jason Matsukis. He's in the show. Best character. His name's Rafi. Hilarious. All right, for you. Good. It's been a fun episode.
That's a great Insta
you
right
almost
there.
Had it. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Not on purpose. It would have been better if I'd have had the camera already. Give me a tissue. I fucked it up.
Speaking of cameras, I have taken some of the best pictures I've ever taken in the last couple weeks.
Just oh, man, I love watching your picture. I love seeing your pictures.
I was messing with the settings on the camera, and I've got it. I've got my programmed auto to the point where it always takes pictures the way I would if I wasn't lazy. And then I've got two user setting other programmed autos I can use. One of them I do for black and white. And I've got that black and white one dialed in. I really enjoy those shots that I've taken recently.
Black and white pictures, if they're through if they have like the right lighting and filter and everything, they're some of my favorite. But it's hard to land on like just the perfect.
Yeah, I think I've got it set up in the camera so they come out. I don't have to edit them almost
That's
at
nice.
All.
That's
I do. I generally now I just crop things because there's something that I want and I'm shooting with a non-zoom lens, so it requires too much movement on my part to get
what
it.
What are you
exactly
using? Your phone or?
No, I've got a Nikon D600.
Oh, nice, very nice.
Yeah, I.
Very good.
The last 4 years I was in the Army, I was a photojournalist.
Oh, wow.
And they trained us on Nikons. I'm not like a...
You were like Joker in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
How,
Hey, Joker.
How do you do that? The women and children.
Easy. You just don't lead them as much.
How many years were you in the Army?
10.
10?
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, I did 6 as an interrogator and 4 as a photojournalist.
Wow.
That's an interesting
shift. That's a cool resume.
And it was basically both of them just interviewing jobs. Like, that was the main thing. One of them was just a whole lot more focused.
Yeah. One of them had more water. Thanks for everybody listening to the show.
Yeah.
At Hudson Magruder. At TSPN Media. At Derek on TSPN Media. That's all on the Twitter. We got Facebook. We've got Twitters. We're on the Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio.
Apple Podcasts.
We're on Apple Podcasts. Any way that you feel like you need to find this show, you can find it and you can listen to it. But you can also watch this show. If you're on YouTube, please, 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 like and subscribe to the YouTube page, because that's what we need, baby.
Those are the links right there.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. TimeSpentPoorly.com is back. We have that back.
Yeah,
that's our baby.
It's the primary. It's the lead-in.
That's the main one now. But you can still find us on TimeSpentPoorly.fun and TSBN.fun.
I think there's some issues with those ones, so if you go to the main one.
Yeah, go to the main
one. We're still working on getting the bugs worked out on those. There's some sort of configuration.
Oh, Derek on TSPN.
Oh, yeah. I would have said it the right way.
That's right. Anyway, look us up on all of those. Please like and subscribe to the YouTube. To the YouTube for sure, though.
Yeah, youtube.com/timespentpoorly.
Yeah.
And we're on Patreon.
/timespentpoorly.
Yeah, patreon.com/timespentpoorly. You don't have to give us money, but if you do, we'll love you forever.
There's some fun tiers out there. And if you have tier ideas or something like that, and it's not like the tiers we were spewing earlier with all the depression talk, but just like real, like T-I-R.
But if one of them is
style of farming, the ink is
dead. But if one of them is to fuck my wife and then come on my face for $2 million, we'll take it.
We'll work on that.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
Time spent.